This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And inshallah, we are going to be having today our final webinar with Ustada Yasmeen Mujahid off our 5 webinar series. I just want to make sure before we get started, if everyone can hear and see, and that you can see and you can, and everything's smooth, inshallah, in terms of the picture and the audio. So if you're coming in, please let us know in the chat if you can hear and see us, me specifically right now, inshallah, and let us know where you're coming in from, what time it is of the day. We'd love to hear, inshallah, from you guys once again, time as we're going live. I see, mashallah, a lot of you guys are already joining us. Jazakallah Khan is the first one. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah Khair for being the first in the chat. Halima as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Where you're coming? Where are you coming in from, Halima? We would love to know, inshallah. Nareen, I see you. Aku, Nareen, Saqib, I see, mashallah. Several of you have zoomed right in. And yes, YouTube, finally. Jazakallah Khair, Sarita. I thought I was concerned we weren't on YouTube just yet. Indonesia, it's 1:11 a.m. Jazakallah Khair for staying up at 1:11 a.m. for us. Sumera, Imtiaz, Alina, Naj, Jazakallah Khair, everyone. I want to see more locations. I want to see where you're coming in from. India, London, mashallah. Humaira from the UK. Where in the UK? Toronto. Aku from Toronto as well, mashallah. Kimberly from Naperville, Illinois. Nargis from the UK as well. Half from Dhaka, Bangladesh. Keep that coming. Ustada loves to see, like, you know, the international community that we have that are benefiting from this experience. Alhamdulillah, this series that has been sponsored by the Al-Maghrib online course that Ustada has created, that's been our flagship course with us, which is transformed online, that's facilitated this series, that's been based, the series has been based on, and which is actually closing right at midnight in your local time zone. So if you have not yet heard about it, or you're tuning in for the first time, or you have not just bitten the bullet yet, please make sure that you take the opportunity to visit almaghrib.online. It's on that screen at the bottom there as well. It's linked in your description, and it's going to be in your chat shortly. And inshallah, let's kick off, inshallah, for today's session. Now, today's topic is a really, really lovely one, so we're excited to close off today talking about nourishing and protecting in a negative world with, of course, our respected speaker and our teacher for Transformed Online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa Yasmeen, how are you doing today?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well. It's really, really rainy today, so it's like the streets are all flooded. It's quite interesting, but mashallah, you seem to have the opposite weather, so I'm going to live vicariously through your sunshine in the windows, mashallah.
At the moment, we've been having rain in the past, but alhamdulillah, yeah. So, inshallah, let's start. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. So it's exciting that we are, alhamdulillah, basically at the finish line here with the series, but also with the class. It's closing today. So today is the last day to register for this class. The class Transformed, if you haven't kind of already kind of found out a little bit more about it, the reason why I think this class is so effective and so powerful is because it really talks about the issues that we deal with in everyday life. But it talks about it through a special type of lens, and that is the Islamic spiritual psychological lens. So what I try to do is I try to combine, you know, what we learned from our tradition, our amazing rich Islamic tradition, the Quran and the Sunnah, and the scholars, and then I try to combine that with the latest sort of research in psychology, talking about, you know, mental health issues, but also from a psychological perspective, how spirituality fits in. And then what I do is I take these topics, which are really sort of conceptual, and make them sort of practical, right? So, you know, I was speaking just recently, I got on TikTok for the first time live, so that was kind of interesting. Anyway, one of the things I was saying is that, you know, there's this beautiful analogy, right? One of the scholars gave this beautiful analogy about dunya, that dunya is like an ocean. And every single one of us, we're all traveling through this ocean. And we all have a boat, right? And that boat is our hearts. So our hearts are basically this vehicle that is taking us through this life, all right? Now, what happens to a boat? Now, think of the most, you know, sort of iconic boat in the past, which is like the Titanic. It was at the time called the unsinkable ship, ironically, right? Now, what destroyed the Titanic? It was only one thing, and that is that it got holes in the boat and then water entered the boat. So what happened once the water entered that boat is it broke literally in half. This is what researchers say. It broke in half and then it sunk to the bottom of the ocean. This is what happens to our hearts when we allow dunya to enter. And when I first heard this analogy, I was like so blown away by it because it's perfect. When we, you know, every single one of us, we're floating through this life on our with this vehicle of our hearts. Our hearts are the master of the rest of our body. And so we're on this ship, and the only way to survive this life is to keep the ocean's water outside the boat. In other words, the only way to survive, only way for our hearts to survive this life is to keep dunya, to keep worldly dunya life outside of the core of our hearts. And that's a very, very profound statement. And you find that if you examine, you know, we talk about living in a negative world. We live in, you know, various types of negativity. You know, there's the negativity that comes from our surroundings, from our culture, from media. There's the negativity that comes from within us. We have internal enemies and we have external enemies. We have shaitan, but we also have our nafs. So there's like, we're sort of bombarded from every direction. Then we have the trials and tribulations that we go through in life. We have relationship problems. We have financial problems. We have mental health problems. We have trauma that we experience. So there's all of these challenges, right? And so it's like there's this huge ocean. Sometimes there's a lot of storms. Sometimes the waves, they get big. They're like mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this analogy in the Quran about being in the middle of the ocean and then you see waves become like mountains. What do we do then? And so we live in a world that's surrounded with sort of challenges of various kinds. And sometimes the challenges are internal, and sometimes they're external, and sometimes they're both. So what is this class about? This class really, what it aims to do is to give tools, to give the prescription. Like I said, from the Quran, the Sunnah, from psychology and spirituality, in order to be able to navigate this ocean, in order to be able to navigate the storms that we go through in our lives and to be able to come out whole, you know, to have our hearts not overtaken by dunya, to have our hearts not broken by this life, and to actually live a healthy life where we flourish regardless of the weather. That's really the goal of this life in a nut, you know, the goal of this class rather in a nutshell, is to be able to give the tools from Islamic psychological and spiritual lens to live a life that is successful in this life and the next, and to be able to weather the storms, to be able to handle the challenges that we go through, and to be able to heal. You know, a lot of us are walking around and we're suffering for just one reason, and that is that we're unhealed, that there are deep emotional traumas, that there are deep psychological wounds, deep emotional wounds, and we don't know how to heal them. We weren't given the tools, or we weren't taught. And a lot of us, you know, at a very root level, we have allowed dunya to enter the core of our hearts. We have allowed the ocean to enter our boat. And that's why our boat is broken. That is the reason why our hearts are broken. And so it's really about learning the tools to be able to not just guard our hearts, but to mend our hearts. Many of us, you know, we need to heal, and we just don't have the tools. And so I talk about, you know, it's a lot of content, and it's content that you can have a lifetime access to, right? It's not just a limited amount of time. The only thing that's limited is the registration period, and that's finishing. It's closing actually in just a few hours. And so it's really like all of this content that I put together, I've taken concepts from Reclaim Your Heart. I've taken concepts from, you know, classes and courses and seminars that I've taught over the last decade. And I've really sort of combined all of that and you know, added the psychology, you know, the spirituality and the practical aspect of how to apply these things in our lives. And then how can we start to see lasting change? You know, transformed is about transformation. It's about how to really change from the inside out. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change what is inside themselves. If we want to survive in this world, which can be very negative, you know, we have so much pressure from family, sometimes from ourselves. Sometimes we put our own immense amount of pressure. You know, some of us have very, very unhealthy thinking patterns. Some of us have very, very unhealthy self-talk. We talk to ourselves sometimes in very toxic ways that cut down our self-esteem and really just kind of destroy ourselves from the inside. And these are all things that we can change. We can become better. We can become healthier, you know, emotionally and psychologically and spiritually. And it's all connected. It's even connected with our biology. You know, that's the thing that all of the latest research finds, the connection between our minds, our hearts, you know, our you know, where are we emotionally and psychologically and spiritually with how we are physically in our bodies. So there is an intimate connection, and we can be healthy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, He made the human being so resilient. You know, He made us have an amazing, immense capacity for healing. You know, when you break a bone, think about that, a bone in half, it can heal. And you want to know something that's really deep? And like, if you want to talk about learning, right, from the physical science, when a bone heals, you know, after a break, and after the bone heals, it actually becomes stronger at the place where it was once broken. And that's, subhanAllah, that's deep. And that's, and you know, and the same designer who made that bone made our hearts and made our souls. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can heal just like that bone can heal, and we can actually heal stronger. So I really, really encourage people to sign up. This is a class I believe in. This is a class I put my heart and soul into. And this is a class that's closing in a few hours. And this is why I'm jumping on, you know, to let you know, because I do believe that it really, really does. These concepts really do change lives. And they help us to get through this ocean of dunya without drowning in the process, inshallah. So inshallah, do find the link. It should be in the chat box. The link is on my IG bio. It's also going to be provided in the chat box, inshallah.
Alrighty, Jazakallah Khair, Sada, for that amazing final reminder. And one thing I can't stress enough, which I'm glad you mentioned as well, is that, you know, we've had sources of this knowledge, but we really haven't compiled this until this point into this course. You can listen to here and there, even these sessions, as beneficial, alhamdulillah, as they have been, and as connective as they have been with all the hundreds of people. You know, this is a deeper journey. You need to tackle some of the things that have been weighing on you for potentially your entire lives, and to go through that process systematically. Why we partnered with this, to create this course with all the expertise and the experience that you've had utilizing it and making it systematic, so that there are four modules that we're going through, four main topics that we're breaking down and truly understand: relationship with love, our introduction to the heart, our relationship with hardships and pain, and centering ourselves in all of that and going through that journey in that course. So it's a 12 plus hour course. There are four live Q&As that Usada is going to be with you for, inshallah, to address any questions that you have, any concerns, as you're going through the experience, and as you're completing, it's closing tonight, midnight. So head over to online. It's, again, mentioned in your chat, in your descriptions, and right now it's actually in that tiny script on the screen as well. So inshallah, you can't miss it. We look forward to seeing you there on the other side. Inshallah, feel free to pop on. We're going to just quickly share some feedback, share some gems, inshallah, on IG as well, as we close off our final day of Transformed Online. Closing soon, inshallah, to Sada Yasmin Mujahid. Jazakallah Khair, Sada, for being with us today, and for, you know, being with us, alhamdulillah, on TikTok, on Facebook and now inshallah in the Instagram experience. And we will see you very soon. And we'll see Ashley on the other side in the live sessions for the course. Take care for now. Enjoy that lovely weather. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just for those who are sticking around, just a quick little peek. I know a lot of people are curious and have confusion if you've never taken in a Maghrib online experience before, what that experience actually looks like. So I want to quickly show you what the course looks like on the other side, how Ustad is going to be teaching you and what that process is going to be. So this is inside the course portal. When you go to Maghrib.online and you register for trans with Ustadha Yasmeen Mujahid, this is what you see when you come inside. So as I was mentioning, and some people are asking, is this going to be on Zoom? How is it going to be? We've actually professionally recorded the entire course for you, so it's easy for you to watch. You can watch it on the go. You can watch it on your phone. So it's super accessible, inshallah. And you have your four modules, as I was mentioning, the introduction to love. You have your introduction to the heart. So you have topics and so many lectures broken down by topic, alhamdulillah, by lesson in these modules. You have then, of course, you have hardships and pain, and then you have Allah and His creation as well. You have four live sessions with Ustadha Yasmeen. We can join in via Zoom, submit your questions in advance, or join in live. Of course, it's going to be in your local time zone, so ignore the time that you see here, and you're able with the other student audience and make sure that you get clarification. You'll also have resources such as the course binder. You'll have some extra du'as and dhikr that's provided for you guys as you're going through the course experience, inshallah. And you'll have the access to a Telegram group and a supportive student support team, inshallah, that will help you experience if you have any confusion or if there's anything that you need support with, inshallah. So we're super excited to see you in Transformed Online with this. Yasmeen, do not let this opportunity. Rarely keep this course open. It only comes around about like once a year, once every 2 years. And every time we get students for the rest of the months of the year asking us when we're going to bring it back. So don't miss out. It's going to close tonight at midnight, your local time zone. Inshallah, for now, please take care, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. And inshallah, we'll see you on the other side.